Lucio started tracing various lines on the map with a fingertip. The colors denote what manner of energy seems to be the most prevalent in the line. Defensive energy here, disruptive force here, restorative lines here and here, and so on. The thickness of the line indicates its relative potency.
Right, right, I said, growing excited.
So, we're looking for an energy source compatible with the use of a greater circle and strong enough to keep a big one powered up and stable.
And there are four locations that I think are most likely, Lucio said.
She pointed up toward the north end of Lake Michigan. North and South Manitou Islands both have heavy concentrations of dark energy running through them.
There's plenty of spook stories around them, too, I said. But that's better than 200 miles away. If I were Nicodemus, I wouldn't want to risk moving her that far.
Agreed. A third runs directly beneath the Field Museum. She glanced up at me and arched an eyebrow as her voice turned dry.
But I think you're already familiar with that one.
I was going to put the dinosaur back, I said, but I was unconscious.
Which brings us to number four, Lucio said.
Her fingertip came to rest on a cluster of tiny islands out in the center of the lake, northeast of the city, and the heavy, dark purple line running through it.
Here.
Molly leaned across me and frowned down at the map.
There aren't any islands in that part of Lake Michigan. It's all open water.
Listens to Wind gave this map to me, Miss Carpenter, Lucio said seriously. He's spent several centuries living in this general region.
I grunted. I hear a lot of things.
I think that there are some islands out there.
They were used as bases for wilderness fighters in several wars. Bootleggers used them as a transfer point for running booze in from Canada back in the Prohibition days.
But there were always stories around them.
Molly frowned.
What kind of stories?
I shrugged. The usual scary stuff. Hauntings. People driven insane by unknown forces. People dragged into the water by creatures unknown. Or found slaughtered by weaponry several centuries out of date.
Then why aren't they on the maps and stuff? Molly asked.
The islands are dangerous, I said. Long way from any help, and the lake can be awfully mean in the winter. There are stone reefs out there, too, that could gut a boat that came too close. Maybe someone down at City Hall figured that the islands would prove less of a temptation to people if everyone thought they were just stories and invested some effort in removing them from the public record.
That wouldn't be possible, Molly said.
It might be, Lucio responded. The energies concentrated around those islands would tend to make people unconsciously avoid them. If one did not have a firm destination fixed in mind, the vast majority of people in the area would swing around the islands without ever realizing what they were doing.
I grunted. And if there's that much bad mojo spinning around out there, it would play merry hell with navigational gear.
$20 says that the major flight lanes don't come within 5 miles of the place. I thumped my finger on the spot and nodded.
It feels right. She's there.
If she is, Molly asked, then what do we do about it?
Lucio tilted her head at me, frowning. Captain, I assume you've already contacted the council about getting reinforcements?
Yes, she said. They'll be here as soon as possible, which is about 9 hours from now.
Not fast enough, I said, and narrowed my eyes in thought.
So we call in some favors.
Favors? Lucio asked.
Yeah, I said. I know a guy with a boat.